Welcome to The Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the link that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Welcome to our service of worship as we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension this Sunday. Today we have participating in our service Bishop Jean, the Reverends Jan and Liz, and the Almost Deacon Christine. We begin with the gathering of the community. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open and all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thought of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the Feast of the Ascension. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, ascended to the throne of heaven that he might rule over all things as Lord. Keep the Church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of his peace, and bring the whole of creation to worship at his feet, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will baptize with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This is Jesus, who has been taken up from you to heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go to heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to the God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, Most High, is awesome, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves, Salah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God is King over the nations. God sits in his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and he has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still here, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are the witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending you upon what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. They worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today we're celebrating the Feast of the Ascension rather than the seventh Sunday of Easter. Last week, we talked about the farewell discourse, where Jesus, aware that his time is short, accelerates his instruction to the disciples, teaching them powerfully in those last moments before his arrest. For the disciples, it must have been a roller coaster experience, a wonderful time with Jesus, the teachings, and the horrible period of his arrest and crucifixion, followed by the tremendous joy of Easter with new and deeper teachings, until finally the time of his ascension. And this is where we pick up the story. The disciples have already had the experience of losing Jesus to the cross, leaving them confused, grieving, and hopeless. Now, after a short time together with him again, he is once more leaving them. Just as he taught them as much as he could before his arrest, Jesus has spent the post-resurrection time teaching them again. This time, his teachings are not the parables of his ministry that left his listeners puzzling out the meaning, but clear and direct instruction. Verse 45 of today's gospel tells us that he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. So this farewell is different. Now they see the movement of God and the amazing experiences of their walk with Christ. They know that Jesus may be taken up to heaven, but he is with them forever, that they are one in him and through him with God, divinely connected, never to be separated. Seeing God's plan unfolding before them, their natural sadness at Jesus' departure is tempered by the understanding he has given them. Instead of grief and hopelessness, they have the comfort and security of knowing that Jesus has conquered death and sin, that Jesus and the Father are one, that they are one with Jesus forever. Moreover, they know that his ascension is not an ending to this life-changing chapter of their lives. In verse 49 we read, "And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Jesus had mentioned this in the farewell discourse back in John 14, when he said, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. That advocate, the Holy Spirit, would come from the Father in Jesus' name to teach them and remind them of all Jesus had said." They were familiar with the promise God had made to the prophet Joel when he promised to pour out his Spirit on all his people. Now, having the understanding Jesus had given them, they recognized the coming fulfillment of that promise. They don't know what to expect, but Jesus' words reassure them that they can carry on in his name, even if Jesus is taken up into heaven. Most of us can identify with that roller coaster aspect of life, its peaks and valleys, good times followed by struggle and sadness. We can identify with the feeling of loss and confusion the disciples faced at the crucifixion, and the joy of Easter afterward, only to be brought to yet another goodbye. But like the disciples, we are an Easter people. We too have been given understanding by Jesus that what we see is not all there is. There's more to the disciples' story and more to ours, no matter how painful and difficult the present may be. We know that God is ever with us. We know that Jesus supports and upholds us in our trials. We know that the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Of course, we know these things. As Christians, we believe them. Yet, sometimes it feels as though God's gone away to Miami. How can we get through those times? The answer is given in the conclusion of today's gospel. "And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God." I'm reminded of those hidden object puzzles in which one views a very busy scene with a list of items to locate. I find myself poring over the picture, thinking, "Lily, Lily, there's no lily here. There are no flowers here." Then I spot it, right where I had looked a dozen times. It was there in plain view, but hidden from me nevertheless. when we are in times of trial, it's as though we're trapped in one of those puzzles, desperately seeking a way through the challenge. Nothing works, we think. We feel doomed. There is no answer. But there is an answer, given clearly today in the reading from the Gospel. Worship God. Remain in joy. Continually bless God. It's the only answer, my friends. Governments, institutions, corporations, we trust them, yet they are often more problem than solution. The people we count on, whether family member, spouse, or friend, can and often fail us. Our own efforts seem puny in comparison to the challenges we face in our lives. But God is eternal. His love is unshakable. And His forgiveness is utterly without limit. We are God's own children, forever His beloved ones. Like the disciples, we may not know what to expect, what answer may come. But Jesus' words to them reassure us as well that we too can carry on in His name, sure in the knowledge that we are never alone. If we follow the directions Jesus gives us in today's gospel, then we may be sure of His blessing, and the power from on high will carry us through today's hardships to a time of contentment and peace. So be it. Amen.
In joy and hope, let us pray to the source of all life, saying, Hear us, Lord of glory. That our risen Savior may fill us with the joy of His holy and life-giving resurrection, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That isolated and persecuted churches may find fresh strength in the Easter Gospel, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That He may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That He may provide for those who lack food, work, or shelter, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That by His power, wars and famine may cease through all the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That He may reveal the light of His presence to the sick, the weak, and the dying, that they may be comforted and strengthened, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That He may send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon His people, that we may bear faithful witness to His resurrection, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
For Yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. united in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of the day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
Alleluia. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, be with us this day and forevermore. Alleluia. Amen.
Alleluia. Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.